Your guide to Merseyside sport. The Kickoff.
Radio City Talk.
Fan Friday action with Mickey and Jay. Mickey's hiding at the moment, but let's say good morning to Jay. You all right, Jay? Oh, I've got him on that line. Sorry, there we go. Morning, Jay.
Hey, Steve, you all right?
Yeah, we'll get Mickey in a second or two. I think he's still collecting his thoughts after last night's performance. Look, after the 2-2 was severe the other night, there was lots of Liverpool fans who were feeling a little bit flat about it. I suppose in context, look, it's not the worst result in the world, but it's some of the frailties that still bother us massively, isn't it, Jay?
Well, that's it. I mean, if Liverpool would have come from behind to get a 2-2 draw, we would have looked at it probably a little bit differently. But because they scored a late equaliser, it felt a little bit like a defeat, really, because the game should have been put to bed in the first half. I thought Liverpool played really well. You know, we recovered after such a bad start, conceding so early on, and we took the lead, could have really scored the third. You know, Firmino's pen in the post, which just unfortunate, really. But, you know, like I say, the game should have been dead and buried. Liverpool should have been, you know, we should have won that game. And then second half, I don't think we played very well, but I don't think Seville were that great either, to be honest. And it's always that little theory with Liverpool's defence, isn't it? That you're just waiting for them to make that little mistake, or, you know the opposition's going to get a chance. And lo and behold, he did get that chance and scored, and it was 2-2. But they nearly scored again at the very end as well. And, you know, it's an age-old problem at Liverpool, isn't it? This defence is going to let us down time and time again. And, you know, Jurgen Klopp, he's had four transfer windows now, and he's just not rectified the problem at all. I mean, we're fantastic going forward, but we're always going to be let down by that shoddy defence.
Right, let's bring Mickey into the equation as well. Morning, Mickey.
Morning, mate. You well?
Yeah, have we got a hangover from last night?
Nah, we're all right, mate. Got to stay positive, haven't you?
Ronald has said sorry. It was a pretty dismal defeat, wasn't it? And he's talked about a lack of belief, confidence, aggression and passion. Did you see all those things?
Absolutely, you know, in abundance. Pretty disastrous, wasn't it? You know, and I think if we're being honest, it's been a pretty disastrous start to the season. You just think, you know, there's no cohesion, there's no shape. There's no fight, there's nothing there. And you would have said that really, you know, it's got to come first and foremost from the manager. Some of his selections have been concerning, you know, personnel-wise. For me, the lads, John Joe Kenny, is absolutely, should be nailed on for that first team because we're struggling in the right-back area. And as I say, some of his decisions are quite baffling. But I know we've had some, you know, tough games. We have had a really tough start to the season, but it's just a manner of the defeats that we've had. And you know Tottenham could have been 5 or 6, couldn't they? You know, and even last night, you know, they had chances, they had plenty, and defensively we just see all over the place. It's like, you know, you think to yourself, what's going on the training ground? So he's got to turn it round, and he's got to turn it round very, very quickly.
You always get a month and a half into the season. This applies for most teams, and you start sort of questioning bits about the manager. Jay, I mean, Liverpool fans are having that with Jurgen at the moment, aren't they? They're saying tactically, what's he trying to do at the back? What has he done to solve Liverpool's issues?
Well, that's exactly it. I mean, you know, everyone loves Klopp. He's dead enthusiastic, isn't he? You know, his entertainment when, you know, in his interviews and stuff. And, you know, going forward are fantastic. But let's be perfectly honest, he's been in the job nearly 2 years now. And what was the key issues that we had when Brendan Rodgers lost his job? It was defensively we were a shambles, and everyone was talking about getting, you know, a defensive coach on board. And let's be honest, 2 years on, we're in the same predicament in terms of defensive issues that we've got. We're a shambles. You know, he's had four transfer windows to rectify that problem. And who are the defensive players that he signed? He signed Matip on a free, Clavin for $4 million. Andy Robertson for $8 million, and obviously we got the keeper, didn't we? Carriers for $4 million. Now, let's be honest, that's not really strengthening the back line at all, is it? And it's still very evident that Liverpool are suffering at the back. And you know,
are they any further forward, Jay?
Well, that's it. You know, Klopp's got to be culpable now for 2 years down the line. He's not strengthening that defence, and it's absolutely crazy to think that when he was a player, he was a defender himself. But he doesn't know the basics of setting a team up to defend, because the amount of goals we concede is a shambles, isn't it? I mean, you know, we've conceded 13 goals in 7 games. That's nearly, on average, 2 a game. Now, we could see these problems last season, and we could see it in the summer. Everyone knew we needed to sign defensive players, and it's just not happened. So, you know, it is a bit crazy, really, isn't it?
So Klopp's getting it in the neck for that, and Mickey, Ronald's getting it in the neck tactically as well.
Well, yeah, he is. is, you know, it's the way he's setting up his team is very, very baffling. You know, obviously, I think the transfer window, why? The fact that we never got any wide players in, really, you know, we haven't replaced Romelu Lukaku. 30 goals a season, you know, we've got 90 million for him. And whether it be Koeman's fault or whether it be the board's fault or, you know, Brendan, we've got this new system in place now where obviously Steve Walsh identifies players and then the board go, you know, go looking for players. It still hasn't been addressed, as Jay was just saying, defence. We never, you know, it's criminal that we never placed Romelu Lukaku. And for me as well, the fact that Ronald Koeman was on holiday just sort of doesn't sit right with me as well. When you look at how desperate that we actually are for a striker, the fact that he was on holiday was, you know, doesn't sit right with me and doesn't sit right with quite a few of the fans as well. And yet, tactics-wise, you just don't know. I can't see, we have no shape whatsoever. I can't see what he's trying to do. We've got square pegs in round holes. The amount of money that he spent as well, if you're looking at it, you know, 145 million, he's going to start coming under pressure. If, you know, if results don't turn around very quickly, obviously a tough game at the weekend, but if results don't start turning around very, very quickly, he's going to be slowly coming under pressure because obviously you spend that amount of money, then pressure comes with that. And as I say, I personally don't think he knows his best team, you know, and as I say, it's something that's got to be addressed very, very quickly.
So Premier League action resuming this weekend. Liverpool have Burnley at home. Liverpool are looking for a fifth clean sheet in the Premier League at home. And I mean, that's the sort of form, isn't it, that could build a good season. Jay, I mean, I know we're saying about conceding goals, but actually they've had four clean sheets. But if you went back into last season as well, two from the back end of last season. But it would be nice, wouldn't it, if they could sort things out at home to make sure teams weren't scoring there.
Well, yeah, I mean, obviously Burnley last season, we struggled a little bit against them, didn't we? Because we were defeated 2-0 at Turf Moor at the start of last season. And then when it was the Anfield game, I think it was in March time, and they took the lead early on at Anfield, and we managed to come back and win that game 2-1. We scraped the 2-1 victory. I think Emre Can got the winner, and it wasn't a very good performance. I think we were hanging on at the end, and Burnley very nearly got an equaliser too. So they come with, you know, they're obviously going to cause us a few problems. They've got two big fellas up front, haven't they? And Sam Vokes and a new sign, and Chris Wood, and they're a handful, aren't they, on their own? But it's sometimes he's been playing them together. I mean, against Palace last weekend, they played together. I mean, I thought Palace done all right and deserved something from the game, but, you know, they still got them presence up front, haven't they? And, you know, like, we all know about Liverpool's Achilles heels, and when it comes down to, like, you know, set pieces and stuff, we just can't seem to defend them. And I think they will be a danger tomorrow, but let's be brutally honest, Liverpool against Burnley, the attacking prowess that we've got, I know Mane's suspended, but we should have enough firepower there, shouldn't we, to beat them.
So how do you set your team up, Jay?
Well, it's going to be interesting to see whether or not Coutinho is going to start. I thought he was very rusty when he came on in the midweek game against Seville. Oxlade-Chamberlain's obviously there, isn't he, ready to get a start, and he's got a little bit of pace about him. And I thought, you know, he came on late in the game in midweek, and he played on the right-hand side, didn't he? So that's where Mane and Salah, you know, on the flank. So I think, you know, it's one or the other, isn't it? I think Oxlade-Chamberlain may well come into the team, play on the right or the left. Salah tends to play on the right more, doesn't he? So I think Oxlade-Chamberlain might come in on the left-hand side. And I think he's got to make a change in the middle. I know Coutinho look rusty, but we need a bit of creativity in the middle of the park. So I think one of the three midfield players who have been playing all the time, one of them should drop out and maybe Coutinho get to start.
So Coutinho, Wijnaldum, Henderson?
I don't know, really. I think Jordan Henderson doesn't look fit to me. He struggled. I mean, he's been pretty poor, I think, and it's mad because he's the captain. He's captain of England as well. He doesn't seem right to me. He doesn't seem 100% fit. But, you know, again, with him being captain, that sort of, like, gives you the God's divine right to play every week, and that shouldn't really be the case if he's not performing very well. Midweek, I thought him and Shan were both awful. But, you know, if anyone's going to miss out, it's probably going to be Wijnaldum, which I think's a little bit unfair on him if he does miss out, because he's been the best of a bad bunch, really. It's just in the away games he suffers. It's normally at Anfield when he does perform well. So it's going to be an interesting team selection.
How many changes, Mickey, does Ronald Koeman make? In fact, is it a good thing to make a handful of changes or not?
Well, he made quite a few changes, didn't he, from the Tottenham game for the European game. I think it was five changes, and it made no difference whatsoever. I think what he's got to look for, I suppose, is a reaction, you know, to both of those defeats. You've got three ex-Man United players there in Schneider and Rooney, and the lad Michael Keane at the back, who you would have thought that are going to want to make an impression. But it's going to be very, very tough because, you know, I think Everton is struggling, obviously, for form and certainly confidence as well. And going into a game like this against the City, Mr. Lukaku, who's absolutely on fire at the moment, he's going to be wanting to prove a point over the court as well. It's going to be really, really tough. You just, this is where you've got to look for leaders. You know, this is where you want a leader of men. You want your captain to step up. I mentioned on the Blue Room during the week that, for me personally, I'd be giving Wayne Rooney the armband. For me, Jack Jelke and Leighton Baines, as much as I love Baines, he's just too passive. And you want, you know, this is where you're looking for the leader of men. This is where you're looking for people in the trenches. And, you know, it's going to be tough for the weekend. And that's why I'd hand the captaincy to Wayne Rooney.
Just to make a difference. What score are you talking, Mickey?
Well, you know what? If we could get out of there with a point, Steve, I'd bite your hand off.
Yeah, 1-1 wouldn't be bad. Jay, what about you?
Well, I can't see Liverpool keeping a clean sheet. I mean, I know we talked there about, you know, how bad the defence is, but then, you know, obviously at Anfield we haven't really been conceding many goals, but I do think they'll cause us problems, you know, at set pieces with the big men up front. So I think we'll concede, but I'm going to go for a 3-1 Liverpool win.
Steve Hoddesall's kick-off.
This is Radio City Talk.